David Amram is a modern-day Renaissance man. He has written and performed jazz, classical, and movie music, and has explored world and folk genres as well. He's authored two memoirs and is a subculture icon for having pioneered the art of jazz poetry with Jack Kerouac. At 77, he's still upbeat, energetic, and on the road, both literally and philosophically. That road leads all the way back to his childhood in Pennsylvania, where he was highly influenced by seeing the legendary early 1940s Duke Ellington Orchestra.
A band where every single person in the band had a chance to be a soloist, and every person in the band enjoyed one another's playing. Everyone backed up everyone else, and Duke Ellington, as the leader, was also the wonderful instigator for good feelings, good music, showed me that a composer can be a player.
Amram came of artistic age during the heady post-World War II years of bebop and the beat generation, hanging out with painters, writers, and musicians such as Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, and flourishing in 1950s New York City.
There I was playing with Charles Mingus. I had a chance to work for Shakespeare in the Park, Joe Papp's Shakespeare Festival at the very beginning, and worked in the theater and with jazz players and studying composition with Gunther Schuller and having all the people that I was not only studied with but hung out with had that energy and that desire to see something better.
One of Amram's most significant friendships was with up-and-coming Beat Generation novelist Jack Kerouac. The two men began to perform together, with Kerouac reading or improvising while Amram accompanied him musically. Almost by accident, they invented a new genre.
So we went and we gave this little reading, and a bunch of people showed up, and there was so much interest that then we did our second one, A Circle in the Square Theater, and suddenly we were told jazz poetry had become a fad. We said, what? We were just having fun.
Kerouac and Amram also collaborated on Pull My Daisy, an underground film that starred several prominent members of the beat scene, with a continuing narrative monologue provided by Kerouac and a score by Amram. Amram describes the recording process.
Jack went in and did it spontaneously. The only time we ever put on earphones or used a microphone even, we always did it just acoustically anywhere. And I said, look, I'll just play for you like we're just doing anything. Whatever you do, I'll follow you, and vice versa. And then, after it's done, on, Bishop, I'll put in a score.
Is the tea holy? Mark holy? Is American flag holy? Is girl holy? Is your sister holy? What is holy? Holy, holy? Holy, holy, holy. And car holy? And light holy? Is holy, holy?
David Amram and Jack Kerouac from the score for the underground film Pull My Daisy. In the early 1960s, Amram found himself working in Hollywood for more above-ground films, including the now classic Manchurian Candidate. His score drew on many different musical elements, and there are stories of Amram excitedly grabbing his French horn and improvising parts of the soundtrack. He says such stories have been exaggerated somewhat.
99% of the score that you hear, everything was written out for the symphony orchestra. But on the recording, I was able to take not only the things that I wrote, but some of the things where there were jazz and classical music.
The theme from David Amram's score for The Manchurian Candidate. Active as an artist now for nearly six decades, Amram exhibits an amazing vitality for a person of any age, let alone his 77 years. He attributes this to his guiding philosophy.
Just to be out there doing the best you can every second, and the more you put out, the more you'll get back. And that's a reality of nature, the principle of organic farming, and also the way to be a creative artist and a creative person and have a joyous life and even be healthy. Because selfishness, greed, and uptightness, narcissism, and nastiness are an overcrowded field and a non-growth industry. So we all have to learn to go the other way.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.